Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and happy Mother's Day weekend to all the moms out there. Welcome into Ron Sedgy Today. I think we've got a show that you're going to enjoy this week. My first guest is a singer, actor. He's got a brand new CD out, and he was on Happy Days. Donnie Most will be joining us. Rory Culkin will be here. He's an actor with a new movie on Hulu, and he's also the brother of Macaulay Culkin. Dr. Alveda King will be joining us talking about the latest leak in the Supreme Court. And then we're going to chat about some last-minute gift ideas with Anna DeSouza. Next hour, you got to hear this interview. It's called The Gotti Wars. It's a book that was written by the man who prosecuted and convicted John Gotti, attorney John Gleason. So interesting. Later on from Bar Rescue, John Taffer and Dr. Rakesh Jain will be here talking about mental illness. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. I'll be right back with my first guest, Donnie Most.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder Podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today. Now, you heard that music going in. That is Donnie Most, who we always remember as part of the cast of Happy Days. He is with a huge orchestra. His new CD is DeMost, Mostly Swinging. Joining us right now, Donnie Most. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Well, appreciate it.
I listened to this CD, and man, this is sensational.
I actually prefer the standards, the jazz, the swing stuff.
Lover Come Back to Me is on the new CD, Let's Fall in Love. After You're Gone, Day In, Day Out. Clementine by Bobby Darin. I mean, in the arrangements, I mean, you have a group of studio musicians backing you up on this thing. This is great.
Yeah, yeah, the musicians are fantastic. I was doing a show in L.A. at a jazz club. The guy who was playing trumpet for me that night, a guy named Willie Murillo, and found out afterwards that he was a really great arranger of this kind of music and producer. So we started talking, and one thing led to another, and we got into the studio and started recording, and he knows all the great players, and he brought in some of the top LA jazz guys, and it swings, you know, as you could tell. It really swings. His arrangements are great, and it's the kind of music that I've loved my whole life, so I just was in my heaven, you know, recording to this.
Donnie, a lot of times when an artist takes the stage, they they usually do a lot of their songs in an up-tempo fashion. And that's what you've done. You've taken songs that are standards that were done, you know, by the great crooners, Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and you've made it swing. And that is really a great dimension to it because it's not the same old type of arrangement that so many singers just seem to duplicate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real stickler about arrangements, and I've always been aware of how important they are in this kind of music, and you know, I loved all the great ones that Frank always worked with, like Nelson Riddle and
right.
Billy May. Billy May was fantastic, too. And when I found Willie and I heard some that he had done, I immediately said, this is my guy, because I could tell he knew that world, he appreciated all the great arrangers, and yet he was able to bring his own voice to it. I trusted him implicitly, but we, you know, we would talk through the arrangements, and to me, you know, that can make or break it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad you noticed that, and these songs are just timeless. They don't write them like these anymore, and they stand the test of time.
Now, I want to talk about a date that you're going to be here in where I'm originating this national show from, Orlando, Florida, which is coming up the weekend of Father's Day on June 15th, 8 o'clock, at a great location and a great school. That's Full Sail University. Now, are you going to be touring? Is this a date that is on a tour schedule, or is this a special one? Because I know it's a charity for Full Sail University Scholarship Fund and also for Parkinson's, the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Parkinson's Research.
Correct. It's not really part of a tour. It's a special event that got arranged, as you mentioned, to help benefit Michael J. Fox Foundation. I'm going to be with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, so you know I'm really looking forward to that. And I am doing other dates around the country. I have one coming up June 9th right here in Hollywood in Los Angeles at a great club called Catalina's Jazz Club with Willie Murillo playing trumpet. That's June 9th. And then on June 28th, I'll be in Phoenix, BLK, a cool venue.
Yeah.
So I have other shows, but they're separate, and each one is unto itself. But this one on the 15th, during Father's Day weekend, is a special one to me. It should be a swinging show.
Yeah, and with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, these guys and ladies are terrific. You're going to love this. When you do other dates, though, do you carry the band with you, or do you...
No.
Yeah.
I usually bring in... You know, my musical director, sometimes maybe one or two key players, and then we pick up local musicians that are jazz players that are really good readers because, you know, all the arrangements are written out.
Sure.
And if they can read it really well, and some of these guys, it's amazing. You know, we get usually sort of a chance to run through the songs maybe once or not even sometimes all the way through. And you'd think these guys have been playing it for months.
Right.
You know, because they could read the music so well that it's unbelievable. But in this case, you know, the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, they have my music. They'll have a chance to look at it. We're going to have a rehearsal for this one a day before as well as the day. So it should be tight and swinging.
Don, I'm going to ask you a really unfair question. Memorable times on the legendary Happy Days, Glee, you have directed, you've been in all kinds of areas of show business. If you had a choice from being an actor, which you are, and being a singer, this is a stupid question. What would you
do? No, it's not a stupid question. I've been asked that on occasion, and it is a tough one, boy. You know, it's like I love them both so much. I would hate to have to choose. If I had to, oh, my God. I don't know. I you know, it's crazy. I can't even answer. I guess because I would shudder to have to think that I couldn't do one or the other, you know?
Well, it's an unfair question. It's like asking which child do you like better, you know?
It is kind of like that. That's it's true. But, I mean, there are some people that maybe would say, you know, I prefer this over the other. I enjoy this, but but for me, I truly love them both, so.
One of the things about performing on stage is the immediate reaction of acceptance or non-acceptance, which you don't find, of course, if you're doing films or television.
But you do get it when you're doing live theater, so.
Well, that's true,
you know,
yes.
I love also the challenge of doing film and TV and getting something, you know, where you can really work on it and until you feel this should be preserved, you know, on film. It's kind of like, I guess, recording in the studio. It's a little similar in that regard.
Somebody told me that this is being filmed, the Orlando appearance, for broadcast. Is that going to be a broadcast for a documentary or a TV show?
We're filming it, and then with the hopes, we don't know where it's going to wind up. My manager and I, we have the finished product, and we'll see where it might wind up. I'm excited. I'm really excited because we'll get this done, you know, really in a beautifully choreographed, filmed way so that I finally have it the way I want it. You know, I've been looking forward to that.
Now, the grandson, Phil Crosby, is going to be joining you.
Yes, indeed. Phil Crosby, the grandson of Bing Crosby, is going to be a special guest. I've worked with him a few times here in L.A. He's a great guy and wonderful singer, of course. And, yeah, Blue Skies, of course, Bing Crosby starred in the movie Blue Skies and sang it. So that's where that connection is. It was a, you know, he's pretty associated with that song. We'll probably even maybe do a duet of that song. I have a sneaking suspicion. So it'll be great to have Phil. I love hearing some of the stories about Bing, you know.
It's got to be great.
Quite a history.
It's Demos, Mostly Swinging. It's on Summit Records, and you can go to summitrecords.com to get it.
But or iTunes or Amazon as well.
You got a website there, I'm sure, Donnie, right?
Yes, DonnieMose.com.
That's pretty easy.
So, yeah, pretty easy. And there's a lot of stuff there, you know, about the things I've done as an actor, director, and singer. So, and I have a calendar of all of my you know, live appearance dates coming up.
That's great. And, of course, this is a benefit, the Orlando stop, for the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Parkinson Research. Certainly something that's very close to Donnie's life. And also Full Sail University Scholarship Fund. Donnie, I'm going to be there, so maybe I'll swing backstage afterwards and chat for a
while. We could chat. I would love that. That would be great. Yeah, look forward to that very much.
Well, I was very impressed by all of this. Stay singing, man. Keep on singing. Don't stop singing.
I hope to. I really hope to. Although I'm leaving today for Michigan to start work on a movie that I'm excited about. I have a really good part. A film called MBF, Man's Best Friend. And hopefully, like I said, I want to do both. I don't want to have to choose. So.
No.
But I'll be down there in Orlando June 15th. Singing my heart out. So
jeez.
Hope to see all of your listeners out there, or some of them at least.
Well, you got the movies going for you. You got the singing career going for you. You're like Elvis of the 2018.
That's right. That's it.
Donnie, thank you so much. Good luck with the new CD. We'll be talking it up, and we'll see you on the 15th. And check out DonnieMose.com so that you can know what doing, where he's going, what's it all about, and we'll have you back whenever you want, but especially when you talk about that new movie, okay?
Yeah. I think people can get tickets for the event in Orlando on Eventbrite, maybe at the venue itself, but Eventbrite also is, you just look up Donnie Most on there and they'll be able to find the link.
The weekend of Father's Day, a great present for Dad on June 15th. Thanks, Donnie. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Donnie Most. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world. Our next guest, I think, is the first time he's been on our show in about 31 years, and I'm glad that he's here. He's from a family of great actors, his brothers, his father, and he's part of a show that premiered this past week on Hulu, and it streams on Thursdays. It's a fascinating show. It really is. We're going to talk to him about it. You've seen him on Scream 4, Lords of Chaos, You Can Count on Me, Columbus, and, of course, the miniseries Waco, Castle Rock, Sneaky Pete. Joining us right now is Rory Culkin. Hi, Rory. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I am very excited about this show, Under the Banner of Heaven, because this is a real fascinating program. Now, the first two episodes, as we mentioned in the introduction, of this true crime miniseries, I might add, Under the Banner of Heaven, premiered last week and will be, as I mentioned, also Thursdays only on Hulu streaming. Tell us about this, because this, as I mentioned, is a true story.
Yeah, Under the Banner of Heaven. It's based on the book by John Krakauer. Yeah, it's just about the brutal murder of Brenda and Erica Lafferty in 1984 in a sort of quaint Mormon community. It's about the investigation that led to this sort of awful murder.
Now, Rory, this actually gets a little deep because of the fact that the murder is kind of related to violent consequences of fate. That's a very touchy subject, especially when you're talking about where this originated from in Salt Lake Valley, Utah.
Yeah. These guys that sort of were using religious texts as a way to justify murdering people. And then, of course, that sparks a debate within the Mormon community about, you know, their origin. Yeah, it's really, really fascinating.
Now, was it difficult to, you know, get the people in Salt Lake Valley there to actually cooperate, knowing that this is about their, for all intents and purposes, religion?
Yeah, well, luckily we were in Calgary, sort of cheating Canada for Utah, so we weren't actually in Utah. But, you know, I've heard that there's been some pushback, but I've also heard that Mormons are notorious for sort of criticizing something, but then watching it and sort of indulging in the material. So, yeah, we'll see.
Rory, what's the role that you play in here?
I play Samuel Lafferty. He's one of the Lafferty brothers who everyone's sort of pointing at. That's Brenda's in-laws, and then he's, you know, he's a brother-in-law. It's just about Jeb Pyre, Andrew Garfield's character, sort of investigating each family member. So it's just really interesting to play this sort of religious figure, part of a large family.
The detective role, the Lafferty role, the family of Lafferty, I should say, are they still alive, and is the detective that is being played by Andrew Garfield still alive? Are these people still there to see the accuracy of it?
Yeah, some of them are still here, some of them have passed, but yeah, I, for the most part, I think they're around, but I haven't really heard anything as far as their reaction to our take.
We mentioned the first two episodes, Rory. How many episodes are there in this miniseries?
There are 7 episodes, and the third one is coming out this week.
Oh, that's great. And you taped it up in Calgary?
Yeah, we're in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Lovely place.
Yeah, it really is. It's a sensational location. I know probably with all the problems with pandemic, academics, going across the Canadian border probably isn't the easiest thing in the world. But, you know, I mentioned in the introduction, a family of show business people, your dad, your two brothers. Now, you're one of seven children. Any other family member in the acting career other than yourself and your two brothers and, of course, your dad?
No, I mean, most of our siblings had, you know, were in some sort of movie early on, had some small role. So we all kind of had experience on set, and not all of us took to it. You know, one of my brothers kind of got away from it early on and wanted to be a writer, and, you know, my sister's a chef. So, you know, some of us took to it, some of us didn't. But, yeah, we all have sort of a respect for the industry.
You know, I've asked this question to guys like the late Frank Sinatra Jr., Nancy Sinatra, Dina Martin, the people that have famous fathers or family members. Is the name, your name, which is synonymous with show business, Culkin, is it an asset or a liability when you're going in for a role? Because a lot of times people equate your talent with other members of your family and form an opinion before you even do a reading. And I just wondered if it has an asset or a liability, because it can work both ways.
Right. I suppose we share a name, so it's, you know, if you bring down your own credibility, you kind of bring all of ours down, huh? No, I never really put too much thought into it. I just, you know, I'm very proud of my brother's work, and there's never been a time when I sort of cringed or something at something they've done. So if anything, I'm just trying to live up to the standards that they've, you know, that they've built. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never looked at it as a hindrance or anything. It's just something I'm trying to build on and not let the family down.
Well, you have not done that. Boy, you started this thing when you were like 3-4 years old. That's sensational. You know, you studied, and I find this interesting, at a professional children's school, which permits children to take long leaves. I remember hearing stories from the people on the Mickey Mouse Club and on different television shows where children are involved, where they're tutored on the set. Is that kind of similar, the situation there with this professional children's school? Teach you for school, or is this a school that lets youngsters, when you were that, get away for long periods of time?
Yeah, it was sort of, it was accommodating to, if you had to leave for a few months, they would send you your schoolwork, and there was always a teacher on set, a tutor, and you'd have to be, you're required to do 3 hours of school a day on set, so they would always have to find time to fit in school between scenes, and being a part of the professional children's school sort of helpful in that regard.
Very great. Well, again, the show, which premiered last week, and it's a 7-part series, is called Under the Banner of Heaven. It's exclusively streaming on Hulu on Thursday evenings, and one of the stars is our guest, Rory Culkin, and I gotta tell you, this is a very interesting. I actually saw the first two episodes, and it's the events that led to the 1984 murder of Brenda Wright Lafferty and her baby daughter in a very remote area of Salt Lake Valley, Utah. And it's one of those things where religion plays a role, and, you know, when you have kind of things that fall into that category, it gets to be a little dicey. Rory, you do a great job. You're a terrific talent, and I wish that you come back and join us sometime, and good luck with Under the Banner of Heaven.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd like to come back anytime.
And we'd love to have you, and stay safe, and we look forward to your return. Okay, my friend?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Rory Culkin has been our guest, and of course, the name is synonymous with show business. His brother's Macaulay Culkin. His dad was a former stage actor, and he is the youngest of seven children, and the movie that he's in right now streams Thursdays on Hulu, Under the Banner of Heaven, Rory Culkin. We don't want to go much further on the show until we pay our respects to a fine grand lady that we lost this past week. A friend of ours on the show for many, many years. I remember the first time that I met her. She was so classy, so kind, Naomi Judd. It was a terrible shock, and we knew for many years that she suffered from depression. A little later on in the show, we have Dr. Rakesh Jain, who's going to be talking about mental illness and how it affected Naomi. Our prayers are with both her daughters. Our heart goes out to the memory of Naomi Judd, one fine lady and a talented one, too. We're going to pause for a second with Ron Sedgie today.
You've been looking for love all around the world. Baby, don't you know this country? Girl's still free. Why not be?
Sweet.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
South Korea says North Korea flight tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch occurred from waters near the eastern port city of Sinpo. Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines there. South Korea says the short-range missile flew almost 400 miles, but did not immediately provide details about the submarine that would have been involved in the launch. Ukrainian and Russian officials say all women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the steel plant in Mariupol. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the sprawling complex amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the plant. The Kremlin is still trying to capture it. It's where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. For the fifth straight week, all the major indexes on Wall Street are losers. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. If you've listened to my show over the past 30-some years, you know that we don't take a lot of sides on political views. We kind of keep it in the entertainment venue. But our guest was scheduled to be on with us today. She has been on with us in the past, a delightful person. And we wanted to kind of come up to date here on some of the things that are in the news that have happened over the past couple of days. Joining us right now is the chair of the Center for the American Dream at AFPI. She, of course, is the daughter of Reverend A.D. King and the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. She's a Fox contributor. She's Fox Show Nation with Alveda's King's House. Joining us right now is Dr. Alveda King. Hello, Doctor. How are you? It's nice to have you back.
Well, great, Ryan. It's good to be back. Thank you for inviting me. Hello, all your listeners.
I remember the last time, or maybe the time before, we were talking about Yahweh, the new song that you had done with Kathy Lee Gifford, that you and I are very close friends with. Well, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the fact that Georgia State House Representatives, where you served, did a great job there, and a presidential appointee in the 2021 recipient of a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. But what we want to talk about today is this issue of the Supreme Court leak that happened just a few hours back, and what effect, if any, it has on a final decision, and your thoughts on it, Doctor.
Well, interestingly, there's a scripture, what the devil intends for evil, the Lord intends for good. And I believe that, well, many people believe that the leak was intentional, and that it was hoped that it would cause enough confusion and upset people and all of that, that it would influence the outcome. It seems as though absolutely the opposite has happened, because America's a little more aware than we used to be about how tricky politics can be for various reasons. And many people during this election cycle, especially now, this is the primary that's going on now, so some people are disappointed with what's happening in the nation, so they're paying more attention. So with the leak that suggests, and Chief Justice, well, Supreme Court Justice Roberts says that the leak is actually true. And so it seems as though Roe v. Wade, which is very bad legislation, is about to be sent back to we the people, state by state. It seems as though that's really going to happen. So I think everybody's kind of motivated and activated now.
Well, you know, one of the things that always was a concern of mine, I'm a little confused, are the people that are against the fact that this may be overturned. Because that doesn't take off the table abortions. I mean, it goes back to the states. So those people who support abortions that are as part of Roe versus Wade, which is a federal law legislation now, isn't really going away.
It's not going away. And you have about between 14 and 17 states that in one way or the other support abortion from the time the child is conceived until the time that it's born. And a few are suggesting afterwards that the baby's born and not wanted, if the baby lives, don't help the baby. So that's not going to change. They would, you know, you have to continue to pray and work on people's hearts. But all those laws would be state by state, governed state by state. And that's what people don't understand. So fear tactics makes women feel like all of your rights will be immediately taken away, and there'll be no opportunity for you to make a choice. And that's really not even true. It's not even the effort. We just want people to know that Roe v. Wade is full of holes. When Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973, there was nothing even medically that would show the everyday patient, the woman who just goes to the doctor, that there's even a baby. So she could easily believe that that was a lump of flesh or a blob of tissue until a certain magical moment.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that has been changed. Science has caught up with the Bible and with truth and with justice. And so the human dignity of that little person in the womb is now at question before the people. And so that's a really good thing. And so it's not even true. And women are getting up in arms and getting scared and frustrated about something that's not even true.
In the state of Florida, our governor here says that anything after 15 weeks is illegal. So there's a lot of flexibility here no matter which way you go. Now, when they take this back to the states, will the states enact it as, you know, rule of law according to the legislation within the state, or will the states put it on the ballot?
States can put it on the ballot or accept laws that are already there. Their legislatures can introduce new laws as well. Legislatures can repeal some laws, constitutional issues on the state level can be readdressed. All of that can happen. So it makes the responsibility go back to the individuals that live in every state.
Doctor, and there's been a lot of talk about how this egregious leak has caused a turmoil amongst the Supreme Court. It's history because this, they claim, has never been done before, a leak of this nature. I don't know if they can go back to the 19th, 18th century and really understand if there wasn't a newspaper somewhere that leaked something that was on the table at the Supreme Court. How much damage is it? I mean, so what? If they leaked it, obviously that wasn't a good thing, and it, whoever did it should be punished for. But what damage did it do if indeed in the next 30, 60 days the decision is going to be on the front page anyway?
That is true, and there is just the confusion, the trying to shift the climate of the nation towards fear. It's not working, though, because I'm among those who are praying. And that clarity will come, that fairness will rise up, that justice will rise up, that we'll realize that skin color does not separate us into separate races. We are one blood and one human race. And so I believe that as all of these discussions are occurring, people are beginning to be a little more aware than we have been. And interestingly enough, now we're in the primary. This may get some people who believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from the womb to the tomb. It might get us out voting for those that we elect, the officials that we elect, all the way up to the office of the president who gets to select Supreme Court justice. So, as you know, every cloud has a silver lining. For me, every glass is full of air until you put water in it. And if the halfway mark is there, I believe that that glass is half full. The time for informing, educating, and activating Americans, taking care of babies and mothers and fathers and families and communities.
I hate to say this, but does this potential decision of reversing Roe versus Wade have a benefit to either political party? And I hate to think that, but obviously it's in the back of many minds.
Well, there's a benefit to the human race.
Of course.
If we begin to lift up our babies as precious and sacred, it will help all of America. If we give human dignity to the babies in the womb, that will help regardless of political party. If we begin to give dignity to little babies in the womb again, that's going to benefit the whole nation.
Yeah, I think some politicians on both sides of the aisle are blaming the other side of the aisle, saying that this is being brought up during, as you alluded to, during a primary year, and that it's going to have some ramifications. I think the ramifications is what you referred to earlier, and that is people now are going to get out and vote for reasons other than what they had already.
Yes, that is absolutely true. So we have an obligation and responsibility to teach, to talk. The churches need to start telling the truth, and we just need to get busy promoting human dignity.
What would your father and your uncle say if they're alive today?
My father, Reverend A.D. King, would often say some people are more concerned about making a living than making a life. I think this is the time now to choose life. And my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. But taking the life of a human baby in the womb is a very unjust act. And my grandfather, Martin Luther King Sr., would say, thank God for what we have left. Let's put this thing together. Let's move forward together and begin to have a better quality of life with human flourishing as one blood and one race from the womb to the tomb.
Do you think that when the final decision comes out, it will reflect what this leak said?
I don't know. I pray so. How about that? Is that okay?
Well, yeah, no, it's fine. Because, you know, a lot of people think that by this coming out, it may influence the decision. And all the justices said that will not be the case. We will not be influenced by public opinion.
They're not to be influenced. And we're going to pray that the justices will do what's right because it's right.
Doctor, it is always nice when you are here. I wish that you come back more often and enjoy your show on the Fox Nation, Alveda's King's House. And Please join us again. You know that you're always welcome here.
Thank you so very much. Enjoy the rest of the week.
You too. Our guest, very special guest, is Dr. Alveda King. Of course, she is carrying the torch of her family name, and she is quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. And we're talking about what just transpired a couple of days back regarding the leak of the decision of Roe versus Wade in the Supreme Court.
Thank you, Ron. It was a wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
energy today all across the USA and around the world. The big day is here. We're talking about Mother's Day. And, of course, when Mother's Day comes, we have to do the very best of everything. We can't slight even a little bit. And this is an important day, too, because a lot of people have not been around their moms because of the pandemic for far too long. So we got to make this extra special. And joining us right now is our friend, who is a digital and broadcast journalist, producer, and editor covering beauty, style, technology, and lifestyle. She began her career in the magazine business. Joining us right now is Anna D'Souza. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hey, Ron. Yeah, so good to be back. And I'm excited to talk about Mother's Day because I feel like it's even more special than Christmas, right? For moms, like we finally got our own, you know, we get a little extra love.
And you get a little extra love and attention because you have identical twin girls, don't you?
I do. And I feel like I'm gearing up for the best Mother's Day that I've had so far, because they just turned 3. Oh. They're understanding the concept of, like, birthdays and parties and special days, and so I'm really hoping that it's going to involve a lot of glue and glitter, but that Dad will clean that up, right? Because
sure.
It is Mother's Day after all.
Right.
But they love making pancakes. They're already pretty heavy-handed with the chocolate chips, Ron, I got to be honest.
Wow.
So it is going to be a very sweet, supercharged, but I am so here for it. The chocolate chips with a side of pancake.
Is it true that every night you put them to bed, you whisper in their ear, it's Mother's Day coming pretty soon, just to kind of get them going?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a special Mother's Day for not only mothers around the world, but our friend Anna, too. And out of curiosity, what is your favorite memory of Mother's Day, you growing up?
You know, my mom would always say that every day is Mother's Day. I'm not even, like, she would always say that. And I truly believe that. I think that, you know, as you're raising children, you realize every day, you're like, wow, you know, so much just falls on our shoulders and so much responsibility and weight and love. And, you know, I think it's one of those times in your life where you're, I believe that. I believe that celebrating mom every day, doing a little sweet something, my mom would always, you know, say her one good deed for the day. She'd always go above and beyond to do one small deed. It could just be like feeding the birds a little extra. But, you know, all the moms in our lives, like, let's just show them some love. Definitely on Mother's Day, but certainly every day.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about some gift ideas. Let's talk about, because you said, you know, we should always treat them nice every day of the year, and that's true. So let's talk about pampering. How do you give mom a special pampering on Mother's Day?
Yes, moms never make time for themselves, right? They're in and out of the shower so quickly, so I love the idea of gifting her something that she's going to want to linger in the shower a little bit longer, so I'm loving this one here. It's part of Olay's commitment to elevating stories of women of color. They've just launched their Fearless Artist series. It's a collection of 3 different body washes that were developed by women of color with the unique needs of that diverse skin in mind. Now, the actual artistry behind it, I wish you could see it, is absolutely beautiful. All the bottle designs were created by African-American artist Avery Williamson. So beautiful. So it's one of those things that not only are you having a visual experience, you're having a sensory experience, and I'm really loving the formulations, too, because they nourish, restore, balance the skin. Prestige ingredients, too, that you would normally find in facial products, but now are available in body products, like vitamin C, B3 complex, petrolatum, manuka honey, and all of these you can pick up very easily at Target, Walmart, Meijer, under $8. So truly a very easy gift, an affordable gift for giving mom a little self-care.
Yeah, you're right. They're always worried about taking care of their children. You know, they're the last on the list, which is just terrible. What about some tasty ways to make her happy?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got 2 tasty ways. Okay, so let's talk about first your one-stop shop that you should go to, Save-A-Lot, which you're probably familiar with. They are your go-to for celebrating Mother's Day this year. And if you're looking to put out a spread, and you absolutely should, because name me a favor that mom didn't do for you this year, you're definitely going to be able to satisfy her sweet tooth with really delicious cheesecakes and muffins and cookies, all fresh with quality ingredients, and everything is at a really great value that mom truly appreciates. And they're really your go-to for all of your grocery essentials, your refrigerated bakery items, both for Mother's Day, but truly for every day. And as you're, you know, putting out all your brunch essentials, for sure, you can't really go wrong starting with a toast as well with the Reebley family wines. They're the makers of Maddalena wines and Stella Rosa wines. Now, they have three very unique rosé blends that you could do a brunch pairing with. So I've done all the work for you. You don't have to think about it. So now their classic Stella Rosa rosé has rose petal notes, and it's so good with those fluffy chocolate red velvet pancakes. But if mom leans a little bit more savory, their fully sparkling rosé has these citrus undertones. So good with chicken and waffles if you're ambitious in the kitchen. And finally, their Maddalena rosé. So good. It has bright raspberry and peach undertones. So good with a classic cheesy quiche. Again, really making it simple and easy and, you know, treating mom. Let her lounge out in bed for a little bit longer.
Anna, the way you described that, you're terrific. I mean, I want to go have that stuff now. All of it.
I know.
You described that so vividly and so clearly. Wow, unbelievable. Now, what about like a memorable gift? Something that's going to last, could become even something that's in the family for a long time. You have something like that?
I have you covered. This is absolutely a conversation piece. I wish you could see it right now. Stunning ebony cutting boards from Stella Falone. Now, these are sustainably sourced. And get this. This is the coolest part of the story here. They're actually a new sister company of Taylor Guitars, which you've probably heard of.
Yes.
Because they're the number one acoustic guitar brand in the world, played by artists that you might know, like Billie Eilish and Zac Brown. And Ron, get this, like when you're building a guitar, it's kind of like building a puzzle. So what Stella Falone has done is they refashioned some of these pieces that don't fit on a Taylor instrument into these gorgeous kitchen showpieces. They really are so beautiful, and the color is so deep and dense, beautiful. Everything is made in Cameroon, so your purchase is supporting local employees there, as well as the replanting of thousands of ebony trees. They're offering free expedited shipping, which I absolutely love.
My wife used to play guitar. We're a musical family.
What?
Wow. Where can you get that?
Right on StellaFalone.com. That is awesome. That is a perfect gift for her.
Oh,
she would totally appreciate that.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
You've got to respect the wood if you're familiar with
it. I got a ton of guitars in my studio right now as we're talking.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
What about one place we can go for all this stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. For everything we talked about today, you can head on over to TipsOnTV.com.
I love that site. TipsOnTV.com. Anna, it's always nice when you are here. Happy Mother's Day to you, dear. I hope you have a great year and a great day. And we look forward to you coming back soon, okay?
I'm excited to talk to you again.
Thanks, Anna.
Sooner rather than later.
There you go. I like that theory. Let's do it. You have a nice weekend. And again, a nice Mother's Day.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Anna. Anna D'Souza has been our guest. She's such a nice lady. She makes everything sound so good. But it is so good, everything she talks about. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
A pillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radiospecials. That's MyPillow.com/radiospecials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radiospecials, promo code USA.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing...
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this Mother's Day weekend. I want to thank my guest this first hour, Donnie Most from Happy Days with a new CD, actor Rory Culkin, Dr. Alveda King, and Anna D'Souza. Next hour, a fascinating interview. You've got to listen to this. A new book is out right now called The Gaudy Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster. It's written by the attorney who convicted him and sent him to jail. You will not believe this interview. Then later on, from Bar Rescue, John Taffer, and then we'll be chatting with Dr. Rakesh Jain about mental illness. And that is coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back with hour number two.